Hey, 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 Closet Busters. Yes, Closet Busters, because with Life Uncloseted, we are busting out. We are no longer dwelling. And for those of you who've been listening for years to the podcast, we have made the switch. We are no longer the Coming Out Lounge. We are busting out to Life Uncloseted. And that means it's Friday. It is time for another riff and rant. And I'm so glad to have you here. And thank you for listening. So let's get right to it. It's been such an interesting week because there's been so much certainty and uncertainty flowing around. And not just for me, for my clients and friends. It seems like everywhere I turn, people are like trying to make things certain, or they're like in the thrash, as my friend Jonathan Fields would say, in the thrash of uncertainty. And last night I was doing a group coaching call, and that is so fascinating, just super fascinating that we didn't have an agenda. Typically, when we do the group calls, it's a mastermind, and we get together and we talk about what's some wins that are going on, what are some challenges. And then suddenly, before I knew it, we were in this conversation about certainty and uncertainty. And what I realized is, even as I've stepped through the changes with the podcast and launching a new website and everything, that so much of my life I have spent trying to make things certain. And that's such a huge, huge, huge closet for me, as it is for many people. When you get caught up in the means and the ways and the have-tos of having to have it certain, you complicate everything. You lose your ability to see other things. You lose the ability to go, wait, what's the other possibilities? And you for sure lose the ability to think super clearly. Now, I know that may sound counterintuitive for many people, but here's something that got brought up when my client said something just fascinating to me last night on the call. And he's just gone through a big change. He's quit a job, and he's pursuing something he's always wanted to pursue. He's going back to work, hopefully in the arena where he was working. And he said, what I realized over the last few weeks is we've worked in the coaching program around his desires and goals was he was trying so hard to be certain. Yet when he allowed himself to step into the uncertainty, he uncomplicated everything. Because in the uncertainty is where he uncloseted himself. He came out of the closet of having to be certain, and he was able to see the possibilities. It's such a liberating thing, because when we liberate our minds from fear, we can become so much more colorful, so much more expressive. We have the courage to just go do things because we've uncloseted the certainty. And it got me really thinking about, so how do we break through that? What is this thing we need to do as humans to uncloset ourselves from always having to be certain? And the simplest thing that I found, and then a client kind of confirmed it this morning, was I want to live a life uncomplicated, which is pretty similar to living a life uncloseted. It doesn't matter what the word is that you use that resonates for you. Think about this. If you need to do something, how do you feel? As soon as you say the words, I need to do this, I need to lose weight, I need to get out of this relationship, I need to quit going to this job that sucks the frickin' life out of me. As soon as you use the word need, I bet you have a reaction in your body. So let's metaphorically say that we're going to erase that thought. Take the big old whiteboard of life and use an eraser that gets that thought out of your mind. And now I want you to say, I choose to lose weight. I choose to leave the relationship. I choose not to go do this job anymore that's sucking the life out of me. Just be in that. Another client of mine said to me this morning, I just want to live an uncomplicated life. And for me personally, I can totally relate to that. Because what I've found is when I uncomplicate my life, I can actually step into the color. The color and the possibilities, and there's no gray area. I just step into what can be. And what I also find is that's when I also can step into the vision of who I am and who I was never meant to be. Now, sometimes people call me a rebel because of who I am, but sometimes being a rebel blurs the line of certainty, opens the doorways to uncertainty, and it allows us to go do the thing we're meant to do, which is, whether you use the word uncomplicated, uncloseted, or freedom, or living life the way you're meant to live it, whatever it is, you get to go do it. So that's it. That's my rant. I had a little trouble saying that. That's my rant and riff for this week. And I'm so glad to have you here with us on Life Uncloseted, because it's time for you to step out, step up, and step into living your life uncloseted each and every day. And how do you do it? Well, it's pretty damn simple. Be bold. Take care, everyone, and have a great few days. And we'll be back with you with a super duper interview that just might cause you to want to be a little rebellious. Take care and catch up with you very, very soon.